I was driving down the boulevard late one night on my way back home when I spied this guy on the corner thumbing all alone. As I passed on by, I heard him holler out, "Hey," he said, "by any chance are you going my way?" I said, "Well, sure, hop on in, buddy, and give me a cigarette." He reached into his pocket, and that was the moment that I regret. He hollered, "Reach for the skies," and I said, "But I don't seem to understand." And then he told me, he said, "Just don't try no monkey business, 'cause I got the stopper in my hand." And then he said, "Now this is a 38 pistol I got here, built on a 45 frame. It shoots a tombstone bullet on a ball and chain." He said, "Now I ain't trying to shake you up, but I just want you to know that if the cops start closing in on me, you the first to go. So just drive on like ain't nothing happening. And when you get to that red light, I want you to fade like you're going to your left and jump back to your right." He hollered, "Reach for the sky," and I said, "But I don't seem to understand." And then he told me, he said, "Just don't try no monkey business, 'cause I got the stopper in my hand." He said, "Now I want you to turn up in the alley and cool it behind the liquor store, and keep a sharp lookout at all times while I slip in through the back door. And keep one foot on the gas and always be on your guard, because when I come running out of there with that money, I want you to mash on it real hard." He said, "Now don't try to pull no double cross and let me come out and find you gone, because one of these days I'll catch up with you and I'll murder with the heat on." He hollered, "Reach for the sky," and I said, "But I don't seem to understand." And he said, "Just don't try no monkey business, 'cause I got the stopper in my hand." Now while I was sitting there trembling, a spotlight hit me in the face. The cop pulled up behind me, said, "Move up a little bit, my friend, or we want to take your place." And then this guy come running out with the money, and he said, "Oh, there you are." He made a mistake in the dark and running leaped into the police car. When they put the handcuffs on him, I said, "His crimes has outgrew him." And they said, "We're going to put him so far back in jail this time, they're going to have to pump air to him." They hollered, "Reach for the skies," and he said, "But I don't seem to understand." He threw both hands up, and they said, "Just don't try no monkey business, 'cause we got the stopper in our hand."